Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. Emmy, how are you?
I'm feeling speedy. That's me being fast.
Having to convey speedy in audio form is not easy. Guys, welcome to the Avengers Podcast Quick Binge. It's a new series we're starting out. And I'll be honest with you, it was the month of June in 2023. I saw Oppenheimer, whatever, however you say it, I'm sorry. Transformers, Elemental, The Flash. I was like, there's so many movies I want to talk about. And we're reviewing Secret Invasion all the rest of this month and into July. That's not knocking Secret Invasion, but I want to talk about these things. So we're going to have new 20 to 30 minute little mini pods with one, two, or three of the Avengers hosts. So you got Emmy and I this week talking about The Flash. So if you have not watched The Flash and you are going to see The Flash, or you care to see The Flash and you do not want it spoiled, please do not listen any further. We are going to spoil it. All right? So do not listen any further. Okay? All right. Bye, guys. Spoilers are here.
Are we stuck on quick binge? Can we call it mini binge just so that we can call it a minge?
Emmy, we're going to say quick binge because I think it sounds quick binge, you know? Like, whoopa! You know?
Okay. All right. Both are fun.
Okay. Cool. But if you'd like to call it a minge, please do. If you're listening and you're like, I like minge more, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Let us know if, hey, quick binge or minge, which one you prefer. But all right, guys, we're going to jump right into The Flash, and I'm going to give my initial thoughts because I'm a selfish fuck, and I have been wanting to talk about this. We're back in the DCEU, and I'm going to say, I like this movie. Not without its flaws. Not pretending it's a great movie, but I liked it. And I think that's what a DC movie should always aspire to be. Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. There were so many things that I loved and so many things that I was like, what the fuck? And so together, though, honestly, when I left the theater, I didn't hate it. So really quick, overall thoughts. I thought Ezra Miller, I think he plays a great Flash. Maybe the actor is questionable. Don't get me wrong, but I think they really do a great job with him and his past self. I can't think of a more fun dynamic than meeting yourself 10 years ago and how annoying that would be. Because a part of me was getting annoyed at the young Ezra Miller Flash. I was like, wait, that's kind of the point. And I think they did a great job because we never got the Flash origin story before the Justice League. We never got that. We didn't get Cyborg. We didn't get The Flash. We didn't get Aqua. There were so many movies we didn't get before Justice League. And they kind of did a twofer. They got you to show how he got his powers without having to repeat the same story because we all got to experience it together. And they got to showcase that. They got to showcase this amazing dynamic with his mother, which I think is what carries the movie, is his relationship with his mother. And I honestly think they had their cake and ate it too. Here's an origin story, kind of, sort of, not really. And here's his whole, you know, I don't know. I really, really appreciated that. I think they really did a smart thing and having two Ezras, it worked. It really actually worked. I didn't expect it to work as well as it did. It didn't feel like I was watching the same actor twice. I felt like I was genuinely watching two characters play off one another. That's what I really, really like. I love the mother-son dynamic. And you can't forget Batman. All three Batman. There were so many different... Actually, they showed Adam West. They showed so many different at Batman. Batman. That's the better word. All the Batsmen.
Batsmen. Yeah, there you go.
All the Batsmen. Anyway, I'm gushing here. I really liked it. I think Ben Affleck's Batman is super underrated. I would love to see an entire movie with Ben Affleck's Batman because of that chin. That chin is the 90s cartoon chin I remember very well. Give that dude a movie. It was great seeing Michael Keaton again. I really, really enjoyed that. And they sometimes, though, they hit the little the member berries too hard. Like, let's do this, let's do that, let's get nuts. I'm like, okay, that doesn't really fit here. But I guess he said it in the 90s, so we got to say it here. I get it. Okay, but like, come on, man. But I loved it. I loved Michael Keaton. I loved the Danny Elfman score over Michael Keaton anytime he was on the screen. So they hooked me there with the member berries. And gosh, I am just going to touch base on everything. I really thought the George Clooney part was actually a funny wink and a nod. I thought it was really, really good. So yeah, overall, The Flash, Supergirl, fucking awesome. I fucking love Supergirl. She's a little different than what we're used to, but that's kind of the whole point of this series, this alternate timeline. So thumbs up. Really, really enjoyed it. And I would probably watch this again. A little too long. I think you could have cut the runtime down. Jesus Christ, 2.5 hours. Come on, do we really need that long? Some parts lagged a little bit. CG, absolute shit.
Yes. Wholeheartedly.
Someone was like, that was an artistic choice they made. Someone really told me that.
It was an artistic choice. They sucked at the CG.
It sucked. I'm sorry, it sucked. There was a lot of great things about the movie. The CG is not one of them. I don't care if it's an artistic choice or they just didn't put any budget into it. Whatever. Not good. That's all I'm going to say. When the humans look weird, when they look like a PlayStation 3 game, I'm not a fan. But overall, good movie. The Flash, thumbs up. Emmy, I talked about everything. So I want to get your thoughts. What did you think of The Flash?
All right. Fight me. This is a Batman movie.
It's hard to disagree.
I loved the campiness of the Batman version. The Batman-ness of this film.
Yeah.
And that's what held me in. Because the rest of it, I did not enjoy. The whole time travel thing didn't completely make sense to me. I had a lot of nitpicks. The science fiction of this movie didn't make scientific sense for me. And I know it's science fiction. And I understand that fiction means not real, but it just didn't make enough sense for me to be able to get on board. And so that hurt the movie, in my opinion. I think I do need another watch because overall, I think that one word that I would use to describe this movie is just nonsensical.
Oh my goodness. Coming in hot.
Yeah. And I know we review MCU movies and I know it seems like I hate everything that's not an MCU movie, but I loved Cocaine Bear. And it was just like, I just didn't know what I was watching. I don't think I understood what was supposed to be happening. They didn't explain enough for me.
Mm, okay.
And I have read some articles since that have helped to explain things, but at the same time, I don't think I should have to do research after I watch a movie in order to fully grasp a movie. And yeah, I had a good time. I watched it.
Well, I'm glad for a fact you watched it. That's good news because I was concerned for a second if you even watched it. I'm curious too because I know it's nonsensical. Part of me that with the time traveling aspect, because you did say like the time traveling aspect didn't make sense. When I walked out of the theaters, I looked at my wife and my sister-in-law, and I said, "So no one had to turn left in that entire sequence? Like no one was in the middle of the lane at that point in time because he just runs in the center lane of the road." That was kind of funny to me. I was like, someone's got to be turning left. Someone has to be in mid-turn. But
I feel like that's another thing that kind of pissed me off about the movie is that I feel like his powers weren't right. Like, something about those speed powers didn't feel
correct. I mean, it's very Flash to me. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it is, I think, really hard to make an entire Flash movie. I think Flashpoint is a great thing to do though, and I think they tried their best. I still like the movie. It definitely has flaws, but I liked it.
obviously it was hard to make a Flashpoint movie because they had to pull in Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
I definitely feel like they brought in Michael Keaton to sell tickets. Like, hey, yes. Hey, because what I loved about Spider-Man No Way Home, and Renee said this while watching the movie too, and this is honestly not a knock. It's just what I would prefer. And I'm stealing Renee's point, but I agree with her wholeheartedly. She's like, you know, if they just would have saved Michael Keaton for the actual movie, people would have lost their shit. It would have gotten buzz. People would have been like, oh my God, Michael Keaton's in it. I got to see this shit. Where they held him from the trailer, held him from all the merchandise, hold him from everything. And I know why DC did it. Hey, come to the theaters. We have Michael Keaton as Batman. Remember that guy from the 90s and the 80s? He's coming. But Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But Spider-Man No Way Home, everyone was like, oh, is Andrew and Toby in it? Is Andrew and Toby in it? Oh, shit, are they in it? And they were. I mean, and it was that amazing holy shit moment in the theaters when Andrew Garfield is getting bread thrown at him. People are losing their shit in the theaters. I think the DC, particularly DCEU, like has to blow their load before they even start. And it's like, stop, guys, stop. Just if they would have held back, I think the excitement for this movie would have been incredible.
I'll play devil's advocate on that and just say that I did not see George Clooney coming.
Touché.
I did not see the Adam West cameo.
So quick, and they were not to do with the story. Toby and Andrew had to do with the story, and so did Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I'll agree with you there. Yeah.
So once again, I loved Michael Keaton. Now the whole thing, this is a trope that I feel like we're really hitting too much, where the old man with long hair, or the man that's been alone for too long with long hair and a big beard, Thor, Luke Skywalker, now Batman, Bruce Wayne by Michael Keaton. It's like, we've seen it. Okay, why does everyone who hangs out by themselves immediately just grow their hair out long? Actually, I did that during the pandemic, so I can't really say anything. But I guess it's a thing we do. We just grow our hair out and hate life. But I just, I don't know. And then all of a sudden he shaves and trims his hair like no other thing. Like, you know what? I'm Batman. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm getting to my nitpicks now.
So. Yeah. Okay. So that, I feel like that leads to one of my biggest gripes, which is, I think it was poor writing in some of the dialogue for sure. Like the come on Barbie, let's go party. Like, didn't love that.
No, it didn't.
That really was work. No. But then also just, it was a very quick turnaround for Batman to be like, I'm not going to do that. Oh, now I'm going to do this. And whenever Barry and Barry got into their huge fight, that I felt like came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It was just like, all of a sudden you are pissed at each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was withholding information. And also, like, sometimes you just break, and it's like almost like a younger brother situation. Like, I could understand it. I could understand it. I will tell you, I craved spaghetti after this movie, and I still am. I haven't had spaghetti yet, but holy shit, I want it. Go to this movie and then go to an Italian restaurant afterward or beforehand. One of the two, but damn, I was really, really hungry. Did the mother-son dynamic hit for you, Amy?
I mean, I think it did a little bit, but I think that I'm looking at this movie through the glasses of Ezra Miller sucks.
Yeah, it took me a minute to get out of that, because don't get me wrong, I agree. Renee said it so great to me. She goes, Brandon, think about everyone who poured their heart and soul into this project, the hundreds of people in it.
That isn't him.
Yeah, that's not him. And that helped me get over that. And I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not excusing his behavior or anything like that. But just more, I was able to kind of just let go for a little bit and just watch the movie. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish I had a Renee to say that before I watched it.
Yeah.
Because I think that did discolor the movie a little bit for me.
And I think that's why we haven't seen many people going to see it. It's actually not doing that well in the box office.
Well, and I think that we should be seeing Batgirl right now, but they scrapped that and put this out instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay.
Because of the patriarchy.
That's it. Well, we're going to get to we're going to get to the patriarchy right now. Rotten Tomatoes. We're not leaving it out of Quick Binge. Emmy, I know you're going to make me guess. I have not looked this up beforehand. I read the box office news about how it was poorly performing. And so that makes me think the reviews are not amazing or outstanding, because if people were like, oh shit, it's a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, it may do a little bit better. This is just a very middle of the road movie for me. I liked it, but it's still kind of like, it falls kind of in the middle.
Its flaws.
Yeah, exactly. But I still, I would give it a 7 out of 10. And I think critics would agree. You know, there's times where I think the critics would disagree with me. There's times where I think, no, I'm pretty spot on. I'm going to say 70%.
All right. So critics gave it a 66%.
Oh, okay.
Very close.
All right. We'll take it.
Audiences gave it an 84%.
That's
IMDb.
Yeah, that's great. Audiences 84. That's not bad.
It's not bad. IMDb has it at a 7.3, and 86% of Google users like this movie. I would rather watch Cocaine Bear again.
All right, we got our Cocaine Bear winning against the Flash. I got a question for you. Did you watch the post-credit scene?
I didn't watch it, but I read about it.
All right, I will say this. I was like walking out of the theater, and I was like, all right, that was okay. All right, I kind of like that. All right, you know, not without his flaws, but okay. And that post-credit scene, I audibly, and I'm kind of an asshole in theaters, but I was in the theater and I was like, oh my God, DC, get your shit together. Because I think they're releasing a new Aquaman movie. And your preview is him just getting completely blasted and drunk. Like, here's our Thor equivalent. Look at him. He's just trashed. It's like, what? Like, there's no story arc. There's no, like, it did nothing to make me excited.
So what I read was that he was getting trashed so that Barry's technological bullshit about the multiverse and all that would make sense.
Yeah, it still felt so. I don't know. Like, it didn't hit for me. I had to touch base on that. Going back to the Flash movie, cut the runtime down. There are some times where it just feels.
Oh my God. We don't need slow-mo fucking everything.
Yeah. And, I would say it was a little, sometimes it was like, okay, get on with it. We get it. But, that was really quick. Is there any points that I may have missed, Emmy, that you wanted to bring up during the review?
I have to say that Wonder Woman has one of the best, like, sounds when, like, you see her, and that music.
Oh, it's so good.
Exactly. Yeah. That music is, I think, one of the best out of any DC, Marvel, like, any character. Mm-hmm. It's iconic. I think the Batman might be second for me.
Like the songs. Oh, you're thinking Wonder Woman. Wow, that's a huge compliment, because a lot of people don't realize this. Emmy was a Batman like fanatic. Fan. Like before Iron Man came out, Emmy was straight up Batman all day, every day.
Yeah.
That was her guy. And so the fact that you're saying even the score for Wonder Woman,
I feel like I've grown up a lot, because I mean, Batman is truly just like a middle-aged emo dude.
Well, like, with amazing gadgets, tech, and he's the greatest detective in the world. Can't forget
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Diana is a goddess.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's on brand with kind of how you've grown too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I do think that, yeah, my tastes have changed.
Well, guys, I think that was I think that's huge news. I think everyone needs to be amazed. So, guys, write Emmy and let her know that we're proud of her growing up and celebrating a goddess.
You gotta give credit where credit's due.
Of course.
Gotta say though, she does need to put more clothes on, and that's part of the patriarchy.
Yeah, I felt like I could, this is, I promise you, I'm not intentionally doing this, but it's going to sound really sketchy. I felt like we were looking up her skirt quite a bit in this movie. Mm-hmm. Is that, mm-hmm. was that intentional? Because I felt like, why am I seeing her ass? Like, I wasn't trying, and yet that was it. It was right there. So, I mean.
I don't know if it was intentional for you. That's a question that you can answer.
No. I was thinking but the camera work. Was it intentional to like, here it is? I mean, it didn't feel.
I'm sure it was intentional for the camera people. Because the patriarchy. Okay, so I there was a point when they were going to save Kal-El, aka Clark, aka Superman, where I wanted so hard for it to be Dean Cain. I wanted so. Did you watch The Adventures of Superman and Lois?
The old.
Old.
I love that they showed him. Correct? They showed him in this movie, didn't they?
They showed Adam West as Batman.
Yes.
They showed.
Oh, they no, showed no, no, no.
Different Batman.
I don't think they showed Dean Cain. Never mind.
They didn't.
No, the Dean Cain.
They showed. Played... They showed Christopher Reeve.
Yes. Right? No, they played.
That's his name?
God, we're going to get in so much trouble. Christopher, I believe it's Reeve. Yeah. Yeah.
Reeve. Yeah.
But no, I don't remember them showing Dean Cain. I don't. And he played in the 90s Superman movie.
And it was the sitcom.
Yeah, 93 through 97.
Oh, listen.
It was Lois and Clark TV series.
Yes. I watched that shit like it was. Like my life depended on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like five, but I was like, Mom, it is time for Superman.
Yep.
We have to watch Superman.
That's really awesome, actually. You had way more refined taste than I did. I was like, Power Rangers and punching a wall because I'm a kid. Like,
I was also watching the Power Rangers, but at night.
At night.
When it was dark, I was like, it's Superman time.
No, at night, my mom had the TV. If it was like 8 o'clock and after, I didn't have a say. It was like straight up. I had cartoons till probably 6 or 7 o'clock. And then after that, there goes the controller. See you later.
Okay, so agreed. That was how my household was as well. And I usually went to bed after Jeopardy. So that would have been 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, my mom liked Wheel of Fortune. My dad liked Jeopardy. And then on whatever night it was that Lois and Clark?
Yes, it was Lois. Right. It was Lois and Clark.
Yeah. Whatever night that was, I got to stay up late and watch Superman. And it was because one of my parents was watching it. I think it was my mom. But I don't actually know.
Well.
Who knows? Anywho. That's a look into my psyche.
Yeah.
Diagnose me, bitch.
Well, that I don't know if we can diagnose you in the short amount of time, Emmy, but quick binge.
Wait, one more thing.
Do you have a credits name?
I don't.
Okay. Get the extended cut of our podcast next week on Secret Invasion.
This is a minge, so yeah. I didn't have time.
Quick binge. It's a quabinge.
Yeah, it's a minge.
Okay.
I get Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah, and he was CG. Like, why couldn't you have just put him in the Superman? Okay, do you know why he was in the Superman costume?
No.
It was supposed to be.
I'm sure that they offered it to him at some point.
It was supposed to be a super. I
can't believe he said no.
Well, no. He said yes. He was in the Superman costume and everything, and they just never. We watched a documentary. I can't remember if it was Netflix, Hulu. I think it was Netflix, but it was all about the Superman movie that never was. And they even had like tests. Like suits with him, and he was going to be Superman. And I think
shut your fucking mouth.
I swear to God,
Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Cage. I would have loved. I would have loved if he was like, "Hey, I'm Superman. I'm ready to fly around now." Oh my God. I would have loved it, but no. I think it was supposed to be Tim Burton. Like his universe was supposed to continue, and it was going to have him as Superman. And that was, and they just, it never, for some reason, and if you
for some reason, I will give you a reason, for all, Nicolas Cage.
I don't think it was Nicolas Cage. I think it was because the Batman movies were really not doing too well in the mid-90s, and so they kind of like, it deterred this movie, the Superman movie, from being made. Don't quote me on that, but there was, but either way, I, don't get me wrong, I actually liked that part. I was like, holy fuck, they're actually playing homage to, but
homage.
I'm sorry, homage. But they never, they paid homage to it, but why not have a real, like, Nicolas Cage and then, like, CG his face young, but actually have him, like, it still looked like the horrible CG. And that's where I was like, ah, oh, I like it, but I don't. Because I love what you're doing, the wink and the nod. Hey, in another universe, this guy's Superman. So it acknowledges the movie that never was, which I love. But then it was just such crappy graphics. I was like, ah, oh, okay, it could have been better. Once again, if it's an art style and it was a choice, cool. Poor choice. That's all I'm saying. I think you could have made it work so much better. And I loved it. I actually liked the Nicolas Cage part, just wish the execution was better.
I mean, I like the Nicolas Cage part too, because I've said before, I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at Hollywood. I'm mad at whoever was like, hey, you know who would make a great Superman? Nicolas Cage. Whoever that person is, fuck you.
His hair was receding 20 years ago, and they still were like, that's a good idea. And he had long hair. It made no sense. It was fucking wonderful.
No, I did. I that was not something that I expected, and yeah. I enjoyed as like a little Easter egg for myself, I guess.
That's awesome. Guys, thank you for joining us for Adventures Quick Binge. We hope you enjoyed this show. Guys, we review Secret Invasion for the rest of June and all of July. So join us weekly as we review the latest from Marvel Studios every single week. If you want to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Avengers Podcast, we have our own website, AvengersPodcast.com, where we have shirts, mugs, and hoodies and hats, all that fun stuff in our shop selection, shop section. I can't talk. Jeez.
Possibly some new shit dropping soon.
Oh, we got a couple of things dropping soon, so keep an eye out on the AvengersPodcast.com shop page. It's gonna light up very, very soon. Guys, patreon.com/AvengersPodcast. You can give us a $1, $3, or $5 tier. It's a really cool way to support the show monetarily and keep our lights on. Our patrons really are the reason why we have this show, so we really appreciate them. And if you want to leave us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, really goes a long way. If you enjoyed the show, you laughed, and you thought it was really, really cool, give us a 5-star rating, please. That's really a cool, quick way to just say, hey, guys, thumbs up, keep doing what you're doing. If you like Quick Binge, reach out to us on social media. We'd love to hear from you. If you thought, hey, I like this, let's do this more. We're gonna
Minge.
If you'd like the title to change to Minge, reach out to us as well, because I think for some reason I'm setting myself up for failure, because I have a feeling it's going to bite me in the ass. But anyway, we will be back with another Quick Binge. I'm not sure what it's going to be. If I was a betting man, probably Transformers or Oppenheimer, or I don't know, but a new Quick Binge. This is not the last one, is all I'm saying. So we're looking to do this more often.
I know I'm down for Transformers.
All right, good. Well, then Transformers it is. Maybe next week, Emmy. You cool with that?
I'm down.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Next time on Quick Binge, Transformers.
Minge.
Okay. Guys, we're about to head on out of here. Thanks for joining us. Emmy, you got any final words before we call it a podcast?
I do have to say, even though I didn't absolutely love this movie, I did fucking cry. Absolutely cry.
What part did you cry on?
Oh, when they were trying to save everybody, but Batman and Supergirl.
kept
dying. I cried hard. And then, oh my god, and then when Barry's in the supermarket with his mom and he's like, tears, real tears.
Hits different, so, guys.
So, yeah. So, I enjoyed this movie. Is it one of my faves? No. But it made me feel some things.
We hope we made you feel some things. Till next time.
Like Minge. Let's get nuts.
Let's get nuts. Woo!